الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام، يعني أيام العشر. قالوا: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as some of you will be aware, for the last few majalis on the occasion of Jumu'ah, we have been discussing the fifth pillar of Islam, because from the first of Shawwal, we have entered into that period of the Islamic calendar, which is referred to as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ وَيَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Then make azan, proclaim, give the invitation to the entire humanity for Hajj. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ. They will come to you walking and on lean animals. يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. From deep and distant ravines, from deep and distant parts of the earth, the whole of humanity will converge upon Makkah Mukarramah. Thereafter, as we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved certain peculiarities that are linked and are attached to Hajj, which to a very large extent, even though there is a select minority or percentage that will actually carry out the Hajj each year, but that render this ibadat and elevate it to a universal scale wherein it affects each and every Muslim, each and every reciter of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, after this verse in Surah Hajj, there is an ajeeb, unique, very, very beautiful proclamation wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. When it comes to salah, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That salah will cleanse a person. Salah will purify you from lewdness, fahsha, shamelessness, munkarat, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to zakat, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, in the discharging of one's zakat, there are certain benefits. What are the benefits? One is the purification of one's wealth. One is the protection of one's wealth, and one gains the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa salli alayhim. When it comes to fasting, Allah Ta'ala says, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. What is the special benefit of fasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of in the Quran, la'allakum tattaqoon? That this pillar of Islam, the rukn of Islam, if it is carried out correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that it will develop taqwa and piety amongst us. Salah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Zakat, khud min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakihim biha wa salli alayhim. Fasting, la'allakum tattaqoon. But when it comes to Hajj, Allah Ta'ala does not say, this Hajj will give you this benefit or that benefit. Ajeeb, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. Allah Ta'ala says multitudes of benefits. Specific benefits are mentioned with the other pillars of Islam, but when it comes to Hajj, Quran says manafi'a. Many, many benefits. You can't count the number of benefits. Amongst those benefits, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ So Allah Ta'ala encourages us that remember Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage yourself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ In the known days. Or the prescribed days. Now what is أَيَّامٌ مَعْلُومَاتٍ What are the prescribed days that Quran is specifically referring to? Jamhur Mufassireen of the opinion Ayyamun Ma'lumat refers to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. This period that we have now entered into, that is the epitome, that is the culmination of the 2 months of the days of Hajj. Now we have entered into the final phase, Ayyamun Ma'lumat. Or what we call Ashru Dhil Hijjah, the first 10 days of the month of Zul Hijjah. Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, this is a season. This is an open, glaring, clear-cut demonstration of the extreme mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole year we spent in sinning. The whole year we spent in defying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala again and again throughout the Islamic calendar brings about certain periods wherein the doors of His mercy are thrown open. Ramadan is one example. Likewise, what we refer to as our big nights or certain big days, Yawmul Ashura in Muharram. These are seasons. Again and again, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity that dushmani, that adawat, that breaking down of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now giving you one more opportunity, one more chance to repair that, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one glaring example of that is Ashru Dhil Hijjah, is the first 10 days of Zul Hijjah. There is no better day in the week than the day of Jumu'ah. Khayru yawmin tala'at fihi shams. In the hadith it comes, there is no better day in which the sun rises or the sun sets in the week than the day of Jumu'ah. Fihi khuliqa Adam. It is the day in which Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. The day in which He sent him down to the earth. Several other benefits are mentioned with regards to the day of Jumu'ah. Yet Allah Ta'ala does not take qasam on the day of Jumu'ah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah Ta'ala says there is one night in the year that is better than 1,000 months. Khabar, Quran tells us of the virtue and the fadilat of that night. Yet Allah Ta'ala doesn't take qasam on laylatul qadr. Allah Ta'ala does not take qasam on Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala does not take qasam on the Eid of Ramadan. Yet, when it comes to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, wal-fajr, by the oath of the dawn or the daybreak, many of the mufassireen are of the opinion, which dawn is Allah taking qasam on? Which daybreak is Allah taking qasam on? They say it is the daybreak of the 10th of Zulhijjah. We know in the Islamic calendar, the night comes first, then the day. So when the 9th passes, the dawn of the 10th day of Zulhijjah, wal-fajr, Allah takes qasam. Wal-ayalin ashar, by the oath of the 10 nights, which 10 nights? Mufassirin are of the opinion, majority of them, the 10 nights referred to are the 10 nights of the month of Zulhijjah, the first 10 nights. Wal Fajr, Walayalin Ashr, Wal Shafa, Wal Watar. Wal Shafa, the even, which even number day is Allah taking qasam on? Yawmun Nahar, the day of Qurbani, the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal Watar, odd number, which odd number day is Allah taking qasam on? Wal Watar, the 9th of Zulhijjah. Yawmul Arafah, the day of Arafah. Wal-Shaf'i wal-Watr, wal-Layli idha yasr. Fifth qasam Allah takes on a certain night. Wal-Layli idha yasr, on the night as it passes. Majority of the Mufassirin are of the opinion, which night is Allah taking qasam on? Allah is taking qasam on the night of the 9th of Zulhijjah, the 9th to the 10th. As we mentioned, the night comes first. In other words, the night of the 10th of Zulhijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on this. Five qasams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated this period to such an extent. The riwayat of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, bikulli yawm, alf yawm. Bikulli yawm, alf yawm. He said, each of these days, of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, each day is equivalent to 1,000 days. In other words, the ibadat of each of these days, minimum is multiplied 1,000 times. Wa yawmu Arafah, and the day of Arafah, that is the crown, that is the culmination, that is the greatest day in the Islamic calendar. There is no day more virtuous, and no day superior to the day of Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَ أَشْرَةُ آلَافِ أَيَّامٍ. This one day is equivalent to 10,000 days. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more importantly, for each one of us, is we have to become, take cognizance, realize that Allah has given us another season. Allah has given us another chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another opportunity wherein the doors of His mercy are thrown open. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no better days in the Islamic calendar than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min hadihi al-ayyam. He said, there are literal translation. There are no days, ma min ayyamin, al-amalu salihu fiha, the carrying out of good deeds on these days are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min hadihi al-ayyam, yani ayyam al-ashr, than these 10 days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. The question you and I have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, what is the requirement? What is the demand? What is the prerequisite? What should our reaction be? Normally, if a person is dindar also, we think to ourselves, Mubarak time has come, season has come. Let me read a little bit extra Quran, little bit extra dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me engage in a little more ibadat than I normally engage in. What is more important, my respected brothers, first and foremost, is to understand Hadith Qudsi. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will never gain my closeness. You will never gain my love. You will never gain my acceptance. There is nothing more beloved of the amal of deen in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that which Allah made farz upon us. So what is farz? Our salah daily is farz. So in these 10 days, devote ourselves more to discharging our farais correctly. Unfortunately, many of us have this mindset, we'll read a little bit extra Quran, we'll make a little bit extra dhikr, we'll make a little bit extra ibadat. But the farais of deen, that which Allah made obligatory upon us, that we will carry on as we were normally carrying on. But Allah loves amal in these days, and amongst amal there is nothing more beloved to Allah than the fara'id. So if your farz salah was normally taking you 5 minutes, let it take you 10 minutes. If your farz salah, you were not carrying it out with the correct devotion and concentration, increase your devotion and concentration. This is the time to build bridges with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One side, fara'id. The other side, Imam Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, great scholar of Islam. He mentions an ajeeb piece of nasihat and advice. He said, احذرul ma'asi, احذرul ma'asi, فَإِنَّهَا تَحْرِمُ الرَّحْمَةِ فِي مَوَاسِمِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Literally translated, he said, become extremely cautious. Become extremely cautious in abstaining from that which Allah made haram upon you. Particularly kabira gunas, major sins, during the period or the season of mercy and forgiveness, become more cautious to stay away from haram. If there is some haram in our lives, we have some bad habits, we don't like to mention what they are, but if there is some haram, some bad habits that throughout the year we were doing, now is the time to make tawbah. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time particularly to be cautious during these 10 days. Stay away from major sins. Stay away from haram. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because now in this season, in this time of clemency, in this time of mercy, in this time of Allah's compassion, if you are going to be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going to care, we are going to have a lackadaisical attitude, then this very, very quickly will bring the azab and the punishment and the lanat and the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay away from haram. And very, very important, if there are financial obligations, if there are personal obligations, we hurt the feelings of someone, we trampled upon the rights of someone, we owe a debt to someone, some financial obligation, this is also compulsory. This is something, now is the time to address this. If family ties have broken down, what an opportunity Allah has given us. The season, Mawsimul Maghfirah, the season of Maghfirat, the season of Amal, the season of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance. Now is the time to build those bridges. Now is the time to go to that person, ask for maafi. Now is the time to go and acknowledge that debt that you have. If you are unable to pay it, at least acknowledge it. At least put some intizam in place. The clock of our lives are ticking. We don't know how many more 10 days of Zulhijjah we will see. Some of us have reached 30 years, some 40 years, some 50 years, some even 60 years of our lives have already passed. Coming back to these 10 days of Zulhijjah, let us understand, why has Allah elevated them? Why has Allah elevated these 10 days? Ulama say because of two amal. Because of two amal that occur during these 10 days. One is the amal of Hajj. And such is the mercy of Allah that Allah has spread the mercy, spread the maghfirat, spread the acceptance, spread the reward of Hajj throughout the entire ummah, so that these 10 days have been elevated for the entire ummah. And the other is the amal of qurbani. How valuable is amal during these days? And what was the mizaj and the temperament of sahaba-e-kiram? I'm going to digress. In order for us to truly appreciate just how valuable these 10 days are, and what our religious and Islamic responsibility is, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a declaration to Sahaba. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ يَعْنِي أَيَّامَ الْعَشَرِ. He says, O my Sahaba, there are no days in which you will do good deeds, in which you will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this ibadah and worship of yours for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more beloved in the sight of Allah ta'ala than these 10 days. What was the reaction of Sahaba? How did they react to this proclamation by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this is something that is very important for us to understand. Immediately they blurted out, Ya Rasulullah, you are saying there is nothing more virtuous than ibadat in these 10 days. What about jihad fi sabilillah? Walal jihadu fi sabil. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? If I make tilawat, I make dhikr of Allah, I engage in ibadat in these 10 days, I'm going to get more reward than a mujahid in the path of Allah? Why did they ask this question? Why was it so astonishing? Why was it so surprising to them? Understand it in the light. I'm going to mention two ahadith. There are multitudes. But to give us an idea, I'm going to mention just two. Once, a group of sahaba on the day of Jumu'ah, prior to the salah of Jumu'ah, gathers around the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come. This incident translates for us the mizaj, the temperament, the mindset of Sahaba Ikram. That they didn't just try to obey Allah or make Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Allahu Akbar, Sahaba gave everything. They excelled. They constantly looked for what is the most virtuous thing so that I can engage in that. So they start a conversation. It starts off as a discussion and eventually it becomes an argument. Ma ubali alla amala amalan ba'da al-islam illa nasqi al-hajj. One sahabi says, Allah bless me with iman and islam. Allah bless me with iman and islam. Now I have heard the virtue of giving water, making khidmat of the hujjaj. I'm going to devote my life to this. Every year I will make khidmat of the hujjaj, askil hajj. I will give them water to drink. I will see to their needs, because as far as I am concerned, there is nothing superior to this after iman and islam. Another sahabi hears this. He says, no, you are wrong. Ma ubali alla amalan ba'd al-islam illa na'mur al-masjid al-haram. For as I am concerned, after iman and islam, there is nothing superior to imaratul masjid al-haram. In other words, abadi of masjid al-haram. I'm going to give my whole life to masjid al-haram. I will be inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Baytullah, Kaabatullah. My whole life I will engage in ibadat in Kaabatullah. Nothing is superior to than that. Third sahabi hears this. He says, what's wrong with you people? How can you say such a thing? Al-jihadu fi sabilillah afdala mimma qultum. Striving in the path of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah, striving for the propagation and the upliftment of deen, this is better than giving water to the hujjaj. This is better than imarat of masjid al-haram. This is the most superior amal. This becomes heated. Voices get raised. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala becomes upset. Atarfahu aswatakum inda mimbari Rasulillah. You people are raising your voices right by the member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have you forgotten the etiquette of the masjid today? Youngsters in the back with the cell phones playing computer games in the masjid. WhatsApp and Twitter and chit chat and whatever it is happening in the masjid. Laughing and joking in the masjid. These are amal which draw the curses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar is reprimanding them for what? They were not engaged in idle chit-chatter. They were engaged in a discussion as to which is the most superior amal. And for that Umar becomes upset. For Zajarahum Umar, it comes in one riwayah. He scolded them. How can you raise your voice in the masjid on a deeni argument? Today we're talking dunya and arguing in the masjid. And then he goes on, what is the need? What is the need for you to get into this type of discussion when you have the Nabi of Allah amongst you? Let Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come. After salah, we will go to him and ask him, what is the most superior amal? Allahu Akbar. This discussion reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is dispatched. Before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam can give the answer directly, Quran comes down. أجعلتم سقاية الحاج وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. الله أكبر. Look at the expression in this, found in this verse of the Quran. Allah is saying, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you is not literal. This is the tone of this verse. Aja'altum. What is the matter with you? Istifham inkari. Rhetorical question. What is wrong with you? How is it possible that you can ever equate khidmat of the Hujjaj and imarat of Masjid al-Haram with that person who brought iman in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then made jihad fi sabilillah, and then strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yastawuna inda Allah. These other amal will never equal striving in the path of Allah. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. And if you consider them to be equal, then in the eyes of Allah, you will be counted as a zalim and an oppressor. Allah will never guide an oppressive nation. One narration. Second narration mentioned in Bukhari and in Muslim Sharif. Sahaba approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, tell us, ayyul amal ya'dilul jihad fi sabilillah. Is there any action? Is there any good deed that we can do which will equal the reward of jihad fi sabilillah, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, la tastati'unahu. Oh my Sahaba, you don't have the ability. One riwayat it comes, la ajidu. La ajidu. I can't find any good deed of greater reward. Sahaba not ready to accept it. Second time they asked, Ya Rasulullah, is there any good deed that will equal striving in the path of Allah? He says, la tastati'unahu. Oh my Sahaba, you don't have the ability. Third time, one riwayat comes, four times they asked the same question. They couldn't digest this. There has to be something. There has to be some amal we can do that will equal the reward of a man striving in the path of Allah. Then Rasulullah says to them, مَثَلُ الْمُجَاهِدِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الرَّجُلِ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ الْقَانِتِ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لا يفتر من صيام ولا صلاة حتى يرجع الجهاد مجاهد في سبيل الله. He says, okay, since you are insisting, when the mujahid leaves his house to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then start fasting. Fast every day. Stand in salah every night for the entire night. Engage in Allah's ibadat, in amal of deen, la yaftur, not one second of negligence, in ibadat all the time, till hatta yarji al mujahid, till the mujahid returns, then only you will get the same reward he is getting striving in the path of Allah. La tastati'unahu, you don't have the ability. Human beings are not wired like that, it is impossible. When we understand multitudes of riwayats like this, this is why we can understand this reaction. This reaction. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, amal of deen during these 10 days are more beloved to Allah than on any other day. Sahaba immediately, Ya Rasulullah, you told us jihad fi sabilillah, there's nothing equal to that. Now what are you saying? Walal jihadu fi sabilillah? وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What is the reaction? What is the response? What is the clarification? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, there is one exception. There is one exception. Person who goes for jihad فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ وَلَا الْمُجَاهِدْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خرج بنفسه وماله ولم يرجع من ذلك من شيء. Allahu Akbar. From this we can understand how valuable the amal of these 10 days are. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, only one category of mujahid is excluded. The one who took all his wealth and his life and he went out for jihad fi sabilillah, and he never came back. Only he is the exclusion. Otherwise, the amal that is done in these 10 days will gain you even greater reward than jihad fi sabilillah. Coming back to another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyamin a'zamu 'inda Allah an yuta'abbada lahu fiha min hadhihi al-ayyam al-'ashr." He said, "There are no days more auspicious and more beloved to Allah that you should make His ibadat than these 10 days of Zulhijjah." And in that riwayat it is mentioned, يَعْدِلُ سِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِسِيَامِ سَنَى وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, each fast, obviously the 10th is excluded, you're not allowed to fast on the 10th. Each fast of the first 9 days of Zulhijjah is equivalent to fasting 1 year. Fast for these 9 days, Allah will give you the reward as if you fasted 9 years. يَعْدِلُ سِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِسِيَامِ سَنَى and قِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا. And the qiyam, the tahajjud, the ibadah, the night of each of these nights is equivalent بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدَرِ. It is as if you stood on Laylatul Qadr before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. He said, increase. Allah says in the Quran, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Make Allah's zikr during these 10 days. So this is translated in the riwayat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, increase your subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Increase your zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your amal of deen. Increase your devotion in your faraid. Increase your abstention from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knock the door of tawbah. Knock the door of repentance. Wherever you are throughout the entire world, you are unable to go for hajj, whatever the circumstances are, make mushahabat. Imitate the hujjaj. And especially, and on this I will terminate, we've run out of time. My respected brothers, there are no better days than these 10 days. There is no better day in the week than the day of Jumu'ah. Allah has blessed us this year. In these 10 days, we have two Jumu'ahs. Two Jumu'ahs. So the Jumu'ah is the best day of the week. And then included in these 10 days, so how much more greater advantage we should be taking of this Jumu'ah. Increase in our salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And particularly, the next Jumu'ah, which is the 9th of Zulhijjah, which according to our calendar is Yawmul Arafah. Is the day of Arafah. That is the day to imitate the Hujjaj. And particularly, let us, if we can't fast the whole 9, at least fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yukaffiru as-sanata al-madiya wallati qablaha Allah wallati ba'daha." O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the one who will fast, obviously not the haji, those who didn't go for hajj, but munasabat and mushabahat with the Hujjaj, those who will fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah. And for us in South Africa, it is a Friday. So one, it is Jumu'ah day. The other, it is the 9th of Zulhijjah. The other, it is Yawmul Arafah. It is Yawmul Hajj al-Akbar. Fast on that day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your past year's sins and your next year's sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah.